I've never actually ever done a vengeful act, but because we're all programmed for contrast in this earth experience, I acknowledge that aspect of me through movies. But I've really thought about it, because I really like revenge movies a lot. I've really thought about it. Have I ever done something vengeful? Well, first of all, I have too much of a guilt program to do that. You know, I feel bad if I even think those thoughts. And the kids do laugh. Like, there is somebody who had acted very inappropriately. You're like, oh, come on, Mom, call them a... I can't remember what word they... Oh, I can't do that. They're like, well, just block them from your email. And I'm like, well, maybe I could do that if you taught me how. So I haven't actually literally ever done a vengeful act or really purposely chewed somebody out or hurt them. But apparently to live in the human experience, you have all those emotions. My outlet and my expression and acceptance of that aspect of me is through movies. So if I lived in a different environment where I had some of that experience, I wouldn't need the movies. So the piece where most people slow themselves down on a journey into self-empowerment and joy is that you're trying to get rid of the bad stuff. It ain't going to happen. It's not. Even Jesus suffered in the garden. Even he agonized. It's just part of it. The difference is the joy comes when you have control over your actions or how you respond. That's when when you can say, wow, I really don't like that. I'm really, really not happy right now, but I'm okay. And I'm choosing to feel empowered and to move forward, even though I don't agree with that. That's where the joy part comes. But no, you don't get to skip any of the regular stuff. So no, I'm not saying revenge is good, and I'm telling you that vengeful thoughts will ricochet and come and bite you. So if you're having yummy, vengeful thoughts, be tapping. And revenge taps are some of my favorite taps ever. And people are always like, I can't do that. I go, oh, yeah, you can. I'll lead. Let me tap on you while we're doing it. And you know what happens? It pops, and no longer does that person haunt their thoughts. Because if you don't clear that revenge frequency, have you not had people living rent-free in there? Like for a long time? Is that not the most annoying thing in the world? And yeah, until you can address the negative and the positive of it, it won't clear. And most of us have been in the uphill work of only trying to clean it through positive. It's my personal experience. Okay. So I accept a lot of negativity, and I'm pretty darn happy. I'm having a pretty good time. But I don't act on negativity. Except in my mind, ever. And the kids have been a big help in that. Like when I was in the transition of learning to have choice, I'd be like, oh! And they'd be like, Mom, are you being the boss of you? I'm like, not right now, and I need 3 more minutes to be mad, and then I'll get back there. So they were never disrespectful about it. They've always been really, if you give children permission to call you on your stuff, man, they're good at it. They don't ever miss a beat. So if you want some fast spiritual growth, invite a child near you to call you on it. Okay? All right, so take a big breath.